Let me tell you something that sounds completely backwards. Some of the biggest fundraising growth happens when you stop asking for money all the time. Seriously, because the moment every conversation becomes an ask, people stop feeling connected and start feeling targeted. Hey, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit. I'm Tom Kelly, and today we're talking about what happens when you stop asking for money and why this shift can completely transform donor relationships. Because the best fundraising often doesn't feel like fundraising at all. Let's start with the problem. Most nonprofits accidentally train donors to expect one thing and ask. Every email, every text, every update. Support us. Donate now. Help today. Eventually, people emotionally tune out, not because they don't care, because the relationship starts feeling one-sided. Here's the shift. Stop treating donors like transactions. Start treating them like people. Let's build a simple framework. Connect, contribute, invite. Step one, connect. Reach out with no agenda, no donation button, no campaign link, no pressure, just a connection. Share a story, celebrate a win, send appreciation, ask how they're doing. That changes the emotional tone completely. Here's a powerful ChatGPT prompt. Write a donor email focused entirely on appreciation and connection without asking for a donation. Now your relationship deepens without pressure. Step two, contribute. People want to contribute in more ways than money, ideas, feedback, volunteering, sharing your mission, community participation. Not every interaction needs a donation attached. In fact, the more emotionally invested people become, the more likely they are to give later. That's relationship psychology. A CRM like DonorBooks helps track these touch points. Now you can see engagement beyond donation totals. That's valuable. Step three, invite. When you stop constantly asking, your invitations become more powerful. Because people don't feel pressured, they feel included. That's a huge difference. Events work the same way. Platforms like Charity Auctions Today create experiences people genuinely enjoy. The giving happens naturally because the emotional connection already exists. That's the key. Let me say this clearly. Relationships create generosity. Pressure creates resistance. Another insight. Attention increases when people don't feel sold to. That's why story-driven communication often outperforms direct asks. People lean in emotionally first, then they act. Another insight, trust compounds quietly. Every non-transactional interaction builds emotional equity, and emotional equity creates long-term loyalty. Let's talk about real talk. A lot of nonprofits are afraid that if they stop asking, constantly revenue will drop. But often the opposite happens, because donors finally feel like people again, and people give more generously inside relationships they trust. That creates deeper support over time. Here's another powerful ChatGPT prompt. Design a donor communication calendar that balances fundraising asks with appreciation, storytelling, and relationship building. Now you're building sustainable trust instead of short-term pressure. Another insight, the best fundraising conversations feel like invitations, not obligations. That's the energy shift. Let's bring this home. Your three action steps. First, send one donor communication this week with zero ask attached. Second, invite supporters to contribute in a non-financial way. Third, audit your last 10 donor messages and see how many were only asking for money. That awareness alone changes everything. Tomorrow we're diving into something personal. The fundraising advice I completely ignored and why it worked. Because sometimes breaking the rules is exactly what creates growth. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the link in the description of this episode to grab my book, The Million Dollar Nonprofit, completely free. It's packed with frameworks to help you scale your mission without burning out your team. The less people feel pressured, the more generosity grows naturally. See you tomorrow.